Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Councillor Michael McBride's motion of no confidence in Minister Dara O'Brien has failed to get the backing of councillors at Letterkenny Milford Municipal District. Today we'll have a full report. Retained firefighters continue to picket in Donegal. This evening, rolling strike action has commenced in a row over pay and conditions in the retained service. We'll speak to a SIPT representative and we'll also hear from the picket line in Letterkenny. As rally weekend approaches, people are being asked to keep the race in its place. Gardaí have warned they'll be taking a zero tolerance approach over rally weekend. Later in the bulletin, Kenny Harkin is here with Sports News. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with a meeting that's ongoing at the Letterkenny Municipal District offices this evening. Councillor Mike McBride moved a motion of no confidence in Minister Dara O'Brien. However, he failed to get the backing of councillors. A counter-motion moved by Fianna Fáil councillor Kieran Brogan was accepted in its place. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Moving the motion, Councillor Michael McBride said he was doing so on behalf of the people of Donegal. He said Dara O'Brien has not met with their public representatives and the fact that the de facto block scheme regulations have been delayed again is indicative of the failure of Minister O'Brien. On the general issue of housing, Councillor McBride said Donegal is living on promises and he highlighted the fact that Letterkenny Chamber raised recruitment issues in Donegal because of the housing crisis while on a visit to Dáil Éireann. He concluded that the current policy is not working and change is needed. The motion was seconded by Councillor Jerry McMonagall. Opposing it, Fianna Fáil Councillor Kieran Brogan said councillors have met with the minister and the delay in the scheme is because of concerns raised at that meeting by members of the council and Minister Charney McConlogue. He said it's important that a message of hope goes out. The motion may get a headline, he said, but isn't worth the paper it's written on. He stressed that two of the biggest land banks ever purchased in Letterkenny for housing were bought in the past few weeks. Councillor Brogan proposed a counter motion that the council has confidence that the minister will continue to work with the council. When the issue went to a vote, the counter proposal was accepted by 7-2 and the motion of no confidence in Minister O'Brien fell.
That report from Michaela Clark. Retained firefighters have continued their pickets in Donegal today. Rolling strike action by the force has commenced in a row over pay and conditions. Donegal County Council says that 5 of the 15 brigades in the county will be on strike on each day of the action. Well, speaking from the picket line at County House in Lifford earlier today, Firefighter Connor said the government needs to put themselves in the firefighters' shoes.
We've ended up at this stage just because the current fire service and its current structure is broken. A lot of our now fire service personnel have young families and it's the work-life balance that we're trying to strike out, or strike out a deal that we have a good work-life balance from the likes of young children. We can attend their special events, we can go to the likes of football matches, birthday parties, family events and stuff like that. Currently, the way things are now at the minute, we aren't able to do these things. Like come Christmas times, if we live away from home or if we have to go travel to meet our families outside the 2.5 kilometre radius, we aren't able to do that in its current form. So to try and strike a work-life balance is a big thing.
And what would your message be to those that can make a difference now?
Well, my message would be, put yourself in our place. Would you do what we do for what we get? Would you live our lives the way we have to live our lives? Let's just go back again, as was mentioned before, by different people throughout the country. We have a 2.5 kilometre radius. It's like during COVID, whenever you had your restricted 5 kilometres less travel distances, we lived our daily lives on that on a day-to-day basis. Some are fortunate to be able to do that, but some aren't as fortunate, and that just has a knock-on effect throughout the whole country, not only Donegal.
Well, a number of representatives of the Retained Fire Service were picketing outside the Letterkenny Public Services Centre this afternoon as councillors met for the Letterkenny Milford MD meeting. Among them was Kevin McKinney of SIPTU, and he told reporters that Donegal's Chief Fire Officer and the Council's Director of Emergency Services need to take responsibility.
In order to have secure these guys and have a proper work and life balance, then it does need a resource, and Donegal County Council needs to bring pressure to bear. The one thing that I'm disappointed with at the moment is we have 5 stations now out on a rolling over the next week on a rolling basis, and those 5 stations now, as far as management are concerned, it's business as usual. there's no contingency plan being put in place, and other than the predetermined attendance will go out, the call will go out to the next available station. Our guys have committed that we will not be reckless. We have committed that when a station is down or off route, that the other stations will back it up. But management need to come with a plan around that. If we have a major incident like we had in Creasla, they ensured that there was proper cover put in the county. Now we're five stations down and there's no proper cover being put on.
Do you believe Gary Martin and his department are doing enough in terms of the communication with Dublin, in terms of saying to the Minister and to the Minister's civil servants, look, we need the resources in order to ensure that we can do the job here on the ground in Donegal?
If you ask my opinion on that, the answer, short answer to that is no. First of all, they're not telling me what they're saying. So all I can see is their actions, and their actions do not match the support that we believe is necessary. And I call on Gary Martin and Joseph McTaggart as the fire chief to ensure that these guys are covered, that the onus is not put back on them and in their communities, where they feel the moral obligation, the vocational aspect of the job, that hasn't been manipulated to their end.
That was Kevin McKinney there of SIPTU. Well, councillors from all parties stood with the firefighters for a time outside the Public Services Centre in Letterkenny this afternoon. Among them, Councillor Mike McBride. He said afterwards that the fire service personnel deserve the resources and the pay and conditions that they're calling for.
I would hope to see it resolved fairly quickly. As we can see here today, out in front of the council offices in Letterkenny, there's a large crowd of the firefighters has gathered here today. I've been out speaking to them. I think they're not looking for anything that they don't deserve. They provide an essential service for us here in Donegal. There's many of the personnel glad to see them coming. And I think, you know, to do their job, they need the tools for to do it, and they need the remuneration that it deserves. And, you know, I think it's been acknowledged for a long time that there is shortcomings on the fire service, and I would hope that the government will take this on board. They're relatively small numbers in the fire service in comparison with many of the other public bodies, such as the Garda Síochána and stuff like that, you know. So I think they need to be looked about, and it's very, very important. I know there are two fire stations a day now out in strike. I'd be hoping that this can be resolved before something happens to Donal, that they end up in a bad news story that we don't need to have. You know, it's fairly straightforward. We need to get this thing resolved.
Other news, and as rally weekend approaches, people are being asked to keep the race in its place. Gardaí have warned today they'll be taking a zero-tolerance approach over the coming weekend. The Donegal Road Safety Working Group is also appealing to people to act responsibly on the roads over the coming days. Well, Gardaí Niall Maguire says extra resources are in place, and that will include additional court sittings.
We will be out in force this weekend, and as always, they'll be applying a zero-tolerance approach. We have been facilitated by the court service. There are three special sittings of the district court in relation to any issues that come up over the weekend, Greg, and we will be utilising that as we do every year. And you don't want to be one of them people arrested and kept in custody overnight and having to sit in front of the district court in the morning. You know, every year a small minority of people appear to have no interest in the rally itself, and they just land for, you know, driving dangerously and showing off and, you know, taking risks and risking their own lives and the lives of others. And, you know, if these people value their licence, then they need to leave the rally to the competitors and not on the public road. And I suppose one of the main things we can do as parents and guardians is to talk to our young people. It's also our responsibility to make sure they're, I suppose, equipped with the right maybe decision-making, you know, guidance to make the right decisions on the road and not be influenced by peers, or, you know, to make sure that they're well aware not to be under the influence of any kind of intoxicant drugs or drink. Always to wear their seatbelt and not to get involved in reckless or speeding behaviour on the road. You know, we don't like profiling people, but I can tell you now, it's blatantly obvious. It's young fellas in their late teens and early 20s is the people that have been arrested every year. So it'll be the same this year again, unfortunately. The Garda helicopters are up for the weekend as well, and it'll be there operating day and night. And if anybody needs to contact the guards, you know, you can contact any Garda station, or in an emergency, contact 999 or 112.
And that was Garda Niall Maguire speaking to Greg during today's 9 till noon show. The Police Service of Northern Ireland has apologised to a group known as the Hooded Men. They've long campaigned for an apology for treatment they received while under investigation and interrogation in 1971. With more, here's Chelsea Keighley.
Detective Chief Superintendent Ian Saunders acknowledged the findings of the Supreme Court that by today's standard, the treatment at the time would likely be characterised as torture. The 14 men were subjected to a series of interrogation techniques by the Army and police, including being put in stress positions and being deprived of sleep, food and water. Joe Clark, one of the men, died on Monday and had a letter delivered to his deathbed last Thursday, while senior police officers met representatives of the men in Belfast today.
Almost 6,000 people who arrived into Ireland from Ukraine are currently living in Donegal. The Donegal local electoral area is housing the biggest share in the county at 1,842. There are 654 Ukrainian refugees living in North Inishowen, 315 in South Inishowen, 691 in Milford, 355 in Lifford-Stranorer, 969 in Letterkenny and 1,102 in Glenties. Nationally, over 84,500 Ukrainians have arrived in Ireland since the start of the conflict with Russia. Investigations are continuing into two fires believed to have been started deliberately in Bundoran on Thursday evening last. Shortly after 10 to 6, Gardaí received a report of a derelict building on fire on the Promenade Road. Within an hour, the fire service was directed to a fire at a skip in the same area. Well, Garda Niall Maguire is appealing for information.
On Thursday the 8th of June in Bundoran, a report came in relation to a fire at a derelict building along the Promenade Road in Bundoran shortly after 5:50pm. The fire services attended and extinguished that fire, and then at 6:35, so less than an hour later, they were still at the scene and they got a report of another fire that appeared to be started deliberately in a skip this time in the area of a business which is situated along the Promenade Road. Again, they attended and put the fire out. Both of the fires, we believe, have been started maliciously. We appeal to all road users who travelled in that area between 5:30pm and 7:00pm in Bundoran to make their dash cam footage available to us, or indeed if they saw anything, please let my colleagues in Ballyshannon, and the number again, 071 985 8530.
Extension projects for Scolcrona in Dunloe and the Abbey Vocational School in Donegal Town have been given the green light. Minister Charlie McConlow confirmed this evening approval has been granted to proceed to construction in the case of both projects. Two SEN-based classrooms are to be delivered for Scolcrona, while the Abbey Vocational School will receive one general classroom and canteen area. Minister McConlow says the works will improve the offering and services at both schools.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. Good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with athletics, and the Olympic Federation of Ireland has named a 44-strong team to compete at the European Games in Krakow. It features some up-and-coming talents in Irish athletics, including Tyrconnell's Kelly McGrory in the 400 metres hurdles and 400 metres relay, plus Finn Valley's Summer Leckie, who will compete in the high jump. There's also some seasoned names like Thomas Barr, Sarah Lavin and Phil Healy. Team Ireland will be competing in Division 3, hoping to gain enough points to move into Division 2. Competition for the Division 3 events will take place in the morning of the first 3 days, from June the 20th until the 22nd. In basketball, Letterkenny native Killian Gribben is back in the international fold, with Ireland having made the final 12 for the FIBA Under 20 Men's European Championship, which takes place in North Macedonia from July the 7th. Gribben, who spent the year in the USA at Siena College, is one of two players returning from the roster who managed a 9th place finish 12 months ago. Gribben averaged 5.3 points, 4.7 rebounds and 1.3 assists per game across 6 appearances last year. Ireland will compete in the FAIBA Under 20 Men's Championship B Division in 2023 and have been drawn in Group A alongside Slovakia, Bulgaria, Czech Republic and host North Macedonia. In soccer, Amber Barrett is on the move across Europe again, signing for Belgium Women's Cup winners Standard Liège. The Milford native moves from Turbine Potsdam in the German Bundesliga. The 26-year-old Irish international striker is expected to be part of the Irish squad for the Women's World Cup in Australia and New Zealand, which starts in July. And Niamh Fahey says it was an easy decision to extend her stay at Liverpool. The Republic of Ireland defender will remain at the Merseyside club through next season. Fahey is Liverpool's captain and has made 106 appearances for the club to date. Meanwhile, Liverpool's men's side have confirmed that fullback Kelvin Ramsey will spend next season on loan at Preston. And Mark Travers is the only injury concern for the Republic of Ireland manager Stephen Kenny ahead of their trip to Athens. The Bournemouth goalkeeper missed this morning's training session in Turkey due to illness. The squad travel to Greece tomorrow ahead of Friday's Euro 2024 qualifier. In other news, Kylian Mbappe has denied he's trying to engineer a move to Real Madrid this summer. The 24-year-old has opted not to renew his current deal at Paris Saint-Germain, meanwhile meaning he can leave for free next summer. But in response to a La Parisienne tweet claiming he could join Real this summer, Mbappe said that was untrue and he was happy to stay at PSG next season. In Gaelic games, Armagh attempting to get Rian O'Neill cleared to play in Sunday's football championship clash with Galway. The Cross McGlen forward was shown a red card in the recent Group 2 defeat to Tyrone after his knee appeared to make contact with the head of Cormac Quinn. Armagh will plead their case to the CCCC tonight. And Antrim forward Orla Prenter has been named the LGFA Player of the Month for May. Prenter scored 1-8 in the final of the Saffrons. When they claimed the Ulster Intermediate title for the first time with victory over Tyrone. Well, in rally, and the countdown is on for this weekend's Donegal International Rally. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes are defending the Donegal International Rally champions, and they will be the first car on the road on Friday as the crews head for Donegal Town ahead area to kick things off. So how much pressure comes with number one on the door?
I suppose time will tell, and I'll probably know better Friday morning, but I ran number one on the road so many times, so I suppose it's nothing new to me, apart from going into Donegal with being number one on the door, but it certainly looks good to have number one on the side of the car anyway.
You know yourself of these boys that are around you and the rest of the seated positions. You've got the likes of Miriam, obviously Callum Devine, who's having a big tussle with you in the Irish Tarmac Championship at the minute, and then you're going to throw into the mix somebody like Matt Edwards. So there's real quality here.
Yeah, like everybody in the top 10, I would say at some stage over the weekend will put in a fastest stage time. As I said, like even everybody in the top 10 really wants to win this rally and will put all efforts that they have to try and do that. So look, it's going to be a challenging weekend. Obviously, we want to win the rally, but so do so many other people. So it's certainly not going to be easy.
You can watch that interview in full with Josh Moffat speaking to Oisin Kelly. It's available now in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. In cricket, Ireland's men have won their first World Cup qualifier warm-up match in Bulawayo. A knock of 149 from ICC Player of the Month Harry Tector helped them beat the USA by 5 wickets. Next up is a meeting with the Netherlands on Thursday. And finally in golf, Leona Maguire is to play at the Saudi-funded Aramco Team Series event next month in London. Now, the tournament is funded by the same public investment fund that created the men's Live Golf Series. The Cavan golfer and world number 4, Nelly Korda, are two of the headline golfers booked to play the team event at the Centurion Club. Maguire has participated in Saudi Arabia this year and at the PIF-funded event in New York last year. That's your sports. Back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. Some news just in, and the singer Christy Dignam has died. The lead singer of Aslan passed away at the age of 63. He was diagnosed with cancer in 2013 and had been receiving palliative care at his home since last December. With more details, here's Laura Donnelly.
Christy Dignam grew up in Finglas in Dublin and is known for his role in the band Aslan and for speaking openly about his drug addiction. Last September, the band cancelled a 40th anniversary gig in the Three Arena due to Christy suffering a health setback. It had been rescheduled for the 18th of March this year. However, after Christy's family released a statement to say he's receiving palliative care, the band announced all future shows are cancelled. In July 2022, Christy was admitted to Beaumont Hospital and spent 6 months in the care of the haematology and cardiac care team. Since December, he's been at home with his family and a palliative care team. In an interview in 2018, he said he is preparing for his death.
Anything I do now, I try and do it with a perspective that this might be the last time I do this, you know, without trying to be morbid, you know.
Christy Dignam is survived by his wife of over 30 years, Catherine, his daughter, Kira, and three grandchildren.
Gardaí are continuing to appeal for witnesses following a crash involving a motorist and cyclist in Ballyshannon last week. The collision happened on Lower Main Street at around 1:30 on Tuesday afternoon last. The cyclist received medical attention for injuries sustained, none of them life-threatening. The driver of the vehicle was uninjured. Anyone who witnessed the crash or has dashcam footage is asked to come forward. A Donegal councillor is welcoming word of an inspection to be carried out on the handrail on the Dromore footbridge, but he says the delays in getting this done were unsatisfactory. Councillor Patrick McGowan says deterioration on the bridge has left the handles with sharp edges which could easily injure a pedestrian. That, he says, is particularly concerning given that this bridge is used by so many children.
Oh, there is a big footfall now between the two villages, and you say between the various football clubs and down to Red Hughes, the Curra, and then you have to see the school in Killigarden, school at the Cross, and then the various housing schemes. So there are children walking over and back every day, and some of them been supervised and some not. So, like, it's only a matter of time, but so for some child puts a finger and gets it hurt now. So something like this, in translation, needs to get a bit more seriously, because it has been reported a long, long time ago. Various people have inspected, taken photographs and sent it on to the council, but as yet it has not been acted on, which is not satisfactory. And we got insurance yesterday that someone would be appointed very shortly to come out, carry out a visual inspection, and then get the repairs done or remove that rail completely and put on a new one, which I would say is what is needed in this case.
A woman's been arrested in Derry as part of an ongoing investigation into drugs. The investigation is being led by the Paramilitary Crime Task Force and the police's organised crime branch. The 27-year-old has been detained on suspicion of being concerned in the supply of a Class B controlled drug. A thunderstorm warning for 14 counties in the western half of the country remains in place until 9:00 tonight. Donegal included as are Connacht, the Midlands and parts of Munster. Met Éireann is warning of heavy downpours and thunderstorms. A similar warning is in place in Derry, Tyrone and Fermanagh. And looking at the weather forecast from Met Éireann, very warm and humid for the rest of today with sunny spells and scattered heavy showers, some thundery with spot flooding and hail possible. Light southeast breezes generally, but sea breezes locally for a time. Warm and muggy tonight with any remaining heavy showers in the west dying out early in the night. The rest of tonight will be dry with clear spells, but mist and fog will form locally. Lows of 13 to 16 degrees Celsius in light breezes. Very warm again tomorrow with spells of hazy sunshine. Dry for most of Wednesday, but a few heavier thundery showers will develop in the afternoon and evening. Again, some hail and spot flooding possible, according to Met Éireann. Highs of 22 to 25 degrees Celsius generally, in light to moderate southeast winds. Sea breezes developing locally, cooler near some coasts. And that is Highland Radio News. We're back with news again at 6:00. Until then, from the news team, have a very good afternoon.
The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, June the 13th. The death has taken place of Eleanor Connolly, Nick Hargate, Creevery Upper, Rathmullen and formerly of Shalom Guest House, Ballyrain Road, Letterkenny. Remains will repose at her home in Rathmullen. House private. Family and close friends welcome tomorrow from 1:00 until 9:00. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11:00 in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on mcmmedia.tv. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Irish Lung Fibrosis Association, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Eileen Patricia Kelly, née Murphy, 22 Cornfield Lane, Newton Cunningham and formerly of Old Kent Road, London. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Fiona from there on Thursday morning going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham for Requiem Mass at 11:00, followed by cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium Cavan. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers to the Intensive Care Unit, Galway University Hospital, care of any family member or Charlie McClafferty, Funeral Director.
And the death has taken place of Mary, Angela Gillespie, Nae Sweeney, Lachlan Moore, Portnoy and formerly of Moyle Hill, Milford. Remains are reposing at her home. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in the Church of the Holy Family, Ardragh, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcmmedia.tv. Family time from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Dalmeens Centre, care of any family member. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.